In the work of artists Jessica Henke and Aaron Johnson, theatricality is a means of enlarging the self and creating new realities. In their multi-channel video installation, Salidas y Entradas, Exits and Entrances, participants from three of El Paso's senior centers explore the boundaries between rehearsal, improvisation, performance, and critique. With the Senior Center, a site of social contact, care, and collectivity as a stage, the performers take up and play with social, political, and geographical imaginaries. There's a special opening reception at the Rubin Center at noon today, and here to tell us all about it is Carrie Doyle of the Rubin Center. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here, Marina.
So I remember having Jessica and Aaron here while they were hanging out at the senior centers.
Yeah, so this is a project that we've been working on for the past year and a half. Jessica and Aaron have been working with our assistant director, Melissa Barba, and at three different senior centers throughout El Paso. They first came last summer to begin that work, and we're going to see the fruits of their labor later this morning.
Well, it sounded like they were having so much fun, and the participants at the senior centers were into it.
Really into it. And so last summer in 2017, Jessica Henke and Aaron Johnson offered bilingual workshops in improvisation and performance to participants from three different El Paso senior centers. That was Pavo Real, Wellington Chu, and Hilos de Plata. These participants were not passive students
not
in these
shy.
Workshops, not shy at all. So what we're going to be seeing at the Rubin Center in this installation that's opening inside of our project space are the results of their performances. A lot of them get a chance to share some of their talent, singing and playing instruments. We get to hear narratives from their lives. And yeah, there's a lot of stage-ready seniors throughout El Paso that jumped right into this project.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How did they even conceive of that idea, or how did that come about?
Well, Jessica and Aaron, I think, have worked a lot on this idea of sort of pulling out stories from people's lives and then creating more formal narrative or performances from those stories. So the works are somewhere in between fiction and nonfiction. The seniors are often playing parts from stories that they have told in these workshops themselves. They are actors, but sometimes they're acting out stories from their own lives.
Right.
And the talents are really there. And one exciting thing that's going to happen later today is when we do the opening of the exhibition, that some of these same seniors that star in the video pieces are going to come and do live performances at the Rubin Center.
How exciting.
Yeah.
And again, not shy.
Not shy.
Didn't have to do any arm twisting to get them here.
Not at all. No. And that was a really great thing, is I think there are a lot of hidden stories in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true with seniors as well. Sometimes they're in the background or behind the scenes, and we don't really get to see all of these exciting parts of their life or the talents that they have that aren't engaged in a public way. So a project like this really gives us an idea of how many more stories there are out there, how many interesting people we have all around us. The artists have done a great job at showing us that.
Well, it's true. Everybody has a story. It's a matter of mm-hmm. just kind of being curious enough to ask or engaging or opening up that part of it, right?
Absolutely.
It's as simple as having a conversation.
And so many of us have hidden talents, too, that don't have a stage. So it's an exciting project. It's a kind of conversation that goes a little bit deeper than we're used to going, and also has just ended up being a lot of fun for everybody involved.
And how exciting for these seniors to come to the Rubin Center, because I wonder if they've ever been.
Yeah, I imagine many of them haven't, you know, aside from our well-hidden location on the edge of campus. So, you know, I think that contemporary art and seniors, often there seems to be like a bit of a divide. We assume that contemporary art is for young people or that there's not a natural connection. But one of the things that contemporary art does is helps us visualize things that are happening in our lives, things that are important to us. So this project brings the seniors to the Rubin Center, which we're so excited about, and brings them face to face with our practices in contemporary art. But it also opens up our conversation to people who we're excited to be talking to.
Tell me about it. And a part of it, you have another opening going on at the same time that features some Juarez filmmakers. Will you tell us about that one?
Yeah, we're having a really interesting Saturday this afternoon in film. So we've had a show in our auditorium space. So our auditorium is currently undergoing a renovation to a very exciting space that's going to be called the Square, a multi-purpose space that opens next year.
Very fancy.
But while we have the space totally empty and open, we've hosted this set of films that were directed by border arts resident Kathy Crane and university professor from Juarez, Leon de la Rosa. And they're participating in this international project by this artist, Harun Farouki, who just passed away a couple of years ago, but initiated this project where filmmakers all around the world would take pictures of labor in a single shot. So that means they turn on their camera, they capture something, and they turn it off. And they've had people participate all throughout Europe, the United States, the Middle East. And Kathy and Leon led the project in Juarez. So while we open exits and entrances, several, I think it's six altogether of the filmmakers from Juarez that made these films are going to be down there doing kind of a speed dating conversation about their film. So you can drop in, see a short film about people making tortillas or cleaning windows or making clothing or being involved in dance, and you can chat with the filmmakers who made those pieces. So it's experimental film from both sides of the border, really. What's happened in the senior centers and then what happened over in Juarez. So it's a contemporary art film-centric day this afternoon.
Did you even know that was going to happen? Because I know the border art resident, I mean, they're here for 9 months, I believe.
Yeah, they're here for 9 months. And Kathy Crane was working on a number of different projects while she was here. This was something that she proposed. You know, she asked, do we know anyone that would be interested in participating in this project? And Leon de la Rosa, who's a fantastic professor over at USJ and a video artist himself, he's been a great collaborator. And I thought it would be the kind of project he'd really like. So he put his students and some other young artists in Juarez on the project of capturing what labor looks like in Juarez. And we normally wouldn't have a gallery space that last minute, but again, because we have this empty shell of an auditorium, we decided, let's do it. So we set it up in the auditorium. We've got a projection and several computer screens that are showing the projects that were made in Juarez, and we also have an archive of the projects made from around the world. So when you come on Saturday, you can see the videos made for exits and entrances. You can chat with filmmakers from Juarez who worked on labor, and you get to see performances from all these great seniors.
That's so cool. And the archive, how does that exist, or how are people able to
It's online.
That?
So what we've done is we've set up a computer station where you can actually go in by country or by profession and take a look at some of the films that have been produced by young filmmakers around the world. The quality that they all share is it's a single shot, so there's no editing. It's just the computer lens opens up and takes the shot and closes, and you get a look at how people are working around the world in all different, you know, fields, manual labor to desk jobs to the creative fields.
So then how long are these single shots?
And most of them are less than 2 minutes, so they're short videos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I know that, generally speaking, you're right, you're not able to stick a last minute exhibition into the Rubin because you're so, you know, I mean, everything has its.
Yeah, we do most of what we do by grants. And so we apply for grants sometimes 24 months in advance, occasionally even 36 months in advance. So we often know what's happening in the space. But we do try to leave a few open spaces here and there so we can take advantage of things that sort of spring in our pathway. So.
Your own kind of improvisation.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is a part of the big plan for the Rubin?
We're really excited about that. We're about to start a multi-year capital campaign that's going to transform the physical spaces of the Rubin to better match our programming. So in the past 3 to 4 years, we have quadrupled our audience numbers, expanded the kind of programming that we're doing, not just on campus, but for community audiences. And this exhibition is a great example of that, for children and families, for seniors as well. And so the first stage of that is a project that's called The Square, and it's a redesign of our former auditorium space, which was damaged in a flood in 2017. And we're turning that into a multi-use venue that's being designed by in-situ architecture. So the venue is still going to be able to host the kinds of events it has in the past. So there'll be a space for lectures and for films and things like that. But we'll also have modular furniture that will allow students to use it during the day. We can use it for workshops by visiting artists. And we hope that it will become a space where both the community and the campus audiences can meet and spend time together and do all of the exciting things that we've been doing in the past couple of years.
Well, I feel like your auditorium kind of served that, but you're right. In some cases, maybe not quite or kind of. And
yeah,
this might just make it actually
before the flood
happen.
The last 2 years we had 80 public events in the auditorium, free public events that were interdisciplinary and open to the public, but most of the time, because it was set up like a lecture hall, the space wasn't being used. It was just sort of a locked empty room waiting for the next event. So now with this new design, we'll be able to have students sitting in there doing their homework or collaborative work. It's a great place to meet somebody, you know, if you want to meet on campus. We're easily accessible from the outside of campus, and we're hoping that the space is going to be engaged engaged all the time. Later stages of the campaign are going to include a transformation of our outdoor space and access to the Rubin Center through campus. But this is our first project, and we're really excited about it.
So it is a capital campaign, which means you're raising funds.
We are, actually. So we're actually, as we speak, in the mail, sending a letter to some of our donors and supporters, letting them know about the campaign. The university has supported us with some generous grants to get things started. But we are looking for people to help us fund the technology that's necessary in the space to do the kinds of music and film and interdisciplinary activities we want to do, and also to support the student aspects of the spaces as well. So sure. Some of this modular furniture and some Wi-Fi points and access points so that the space is really as usable as it can possibly be by the widest range of people.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so take us back, because you've got all the action happening. I mean, really, as soon as the show's over, just go to the Rubin Center or start driving there now.
Yeah, start driving there now. So from 12 to 2 this afternoon, you're going to be able to see the videos that were produced last summer through exits and entrances. You're going to get to see some live performances by some great seniors from around the city and to meet some young filmmakers from Juarez and learn a little bit about how they chose these particular shots for Labor in a Single Shot.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have a packed house.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a fun crowd, a mixed audience today.
Heck yeah, I'm so excited for you, Carrie. Today, my guest has been Carrie Doyle of the Rubin Center. Lots of action going on there today. Now, of course, today's the opening. They'll be there from 12 to 2. But if you can't make it today, just please come and see it. It'll be up for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be up through the end of July. So exits and entrances. Labor in a Single Shot is just up for one more week, so it's actually closing next Friday.
Okay. But
we hope you'll come by and see both of those shows. It's a great look at contemporary filmmaking and a great look at things that are happening on both sides of our border.
Well, there you have it. Today, my guest has been Carrie Doyle of the Rubin Center. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.